Hello and welcome Sex Today. My name is Charlie and today I'm delighted to be joined by Stuart McPherson Woods, a support operations manager at the World Wildlife Foundation. Stuart, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Yes, very good. How about you?
Oh, very good. Thanks. I'm very excited to talk to you, especially as you come from such a great company and organization, the World Wildlife Foundation. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about your contact center transformation journey. But maybe before we get on to that, I don't know if you could first maybe give us a little bit of insight into your role within the organization.
Absolutely. So I work within support operations, and basically my role is to provide that support to our supporter care team who have those daily conversations with our supporters about our work, about how they can support us, their donations. And my team makes sure that they have the systems, the tools, the processes all mapped out for them to use for us to be able to provide that excellent customer service to our supporters.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it's interesting that you mentioned kind of that your job's around kind of supporting and empowering your team with the right technologies to engage with customers and give them a great experience. And you've recently made this move to a CCaaS platform to improve those experiences, I'm sure. When did you decide it was time to kind of make that change and commit to a contact center, cloud contact center transformation?
So WS support care team, that they handle thousands of conversations with our supporters every month. And that's across several channels. So that's phone, email, live chat, and also social media. But before, we had a different platform to handle those conversations for each channel. And our supporters engage with WWF in different ways on a variety of subjects. And having those separate systems meant engagement was fragmented and made it quite difficult to provide a meaningful experience when they got in touch with us. So if a supporter spoke to our team over the phone on one day and then a different member of our team on another day over live chat, we want them to receive a consistent high-level quality of service across both of those occasions, but also feel that each conversation was personalised to them. So we wanted to go for a contact centre transformation to allow us to coordinate the conversations through an omni-channel engagement and sort of connect with new and existing supporters seamlessly and inspire them to support WWF's mission.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of the viewers watching actually will resonate with a few of your points there, especially kind of the fragmented nature that can come with on-premise solutions. And you gave the example of kind of live chat and phone. And it's great that you kind of moved to create that more omni-channel experience, give your contact center agents more kind of context to empower them with kind of to personalize customer experiences and give them a consistent experience. So lots of really good stuff there. And I think, you know, let's talk about kind of who you've worked with for this transformation. You chose Content Guru, I believe, as your partner. But what did you first kind of look for within your contact center provider?
So there's three things altogether. So I think one of the most important is always user experience. So the solution needed to be user-friendly, easy to navigate, and perform sort of essential functions seamlessly. And providing that easy use for the agent means a better experience for our supporters, more efficiency, and better conversations. Absolutely. I guess the second would be implementation. We wanted the partner to understand our current systems and the way we work, and then collaborate with us on the design and the development of the system to suit our needs. But then also following that, sort of support us with the training and the rollout and the go live, and also have sort of a close ongoing business relationship post launch of the system. And then finally would be around development. So after the system had gone live, an important aspect was the commitment to invest and continuously improve the platform, both generally, but also in a bespoke way for WWF, to support our vision for digital transformation in the organization.
Yeah, I think there's lots of really good stuff there. And just picking up on that last point, it's great that you kind of had that kind of foresight, because a lot of the people who I speak to in these roles say, oh, I wish I looked ahead and kind of looked at the vendor's roadmap kind of for the future, not just for the present when choosing a partner. So I think, yeah, three really great points in there. And as I mentioned earlier, you did choose Content Guru. But kind of what lessons from the search to find that context center provider would you maybe share with other businesses?
So the whole the selection process made it very easy for us to identify efficiency savings in using Storm as a unified comm system over having those separate platforms that I mentioned earlier for each channel. And actually from the process, we're predicting we'll be able to reduce our average handling time per conversation by 2 minutes, which is 22%, based off our previous KPIs. And we'll be able to offset those financial savings against the running costs of Storm, as well as provide a far superior experience for both our supporter care team and the supporter. And this will then lead on to other sort of basic data entry efficiency savings, enable our team to focus more on value-added conversations with our supporters, which again will help them to inspire them to support our mission and get to know WWF and how they're helping sort of our vital work.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you call them supporters too. I think that's maybe a conversation for another day. But yeah, lots of really good insight there. And my next question was going to be kind of, how do you hope the kind of Content Guru Storm's CCaaS platform will kind of enable you to improve customer experiences? You've maybe kind of alluded to this a little bit already with kind of improving the agent experience and that giving that personalization. Extra personal touch, sorry. But how else do you hope that the implementation will kind of improve your supporter experiences?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the supporters are at the heart of what we do at WWF, and with Content Guru, we aim to make the experience for our supporters and donors as seamless and smooth as possible. So they can continue to support us. And Storm will combine all those communication channels for voice, email, live chat, and social media direct messaging into that single interface, which will help us to remove friction, but also ensure we're timely and reliable and create that sort of unified supporter journey and improve experience for our supporter care specialists, we like to call them. And there's sort of many different sort of parts of Storm, which will help that goal. CKS, which is Storm's customer knowledge system, will provide our specialists with a 360-degree view of the supporter, including their contact information, past donations, and interaction history across all those channels, and helping us to really provide that personalized experience. Knowledge management was another really important aspect, and that the knowledge management system that Storm offers was vastly improved from our previous one, and that means our specialists have provided that accurate and up-to-date information about WWF's work, about our campaigns, and how our supporters can help to ensure that they're informed and inspired. Padlock, which is the PCI secure payment service, will greatly improve efficiency for taking donations over the phone, but whilst ensuring safety and compliance, something that's really important for our day-to-day work. But then also going back to supporting our vision for digital transformation. So Storm will allow us to introduce new channels such as SMS, sort of very something we haven't explored much, but it something that we can sort of look into and seeing how we can incorporate that into our customer service strategy. Support self-service, which again is something which is very important to people when contacting an organization. If they can do it themselves, all the better. But also automating sort of very important but resource intensive tasks. So they need to be done, but if more that we can automate those, it leaves us more time to have engaging conversations with our supporters about our work and about how they can help. And supporting that as well, our digital transformation vision is Storm's product roadmap, which allows us to see the future of the system as upcoming features and that continuous enhancement and how WWF will benefit. And allowing us to consider in our strategy how we can deliver the best service to our supporters and continuously improve. I mean, like you said, across the whole process, things changed in regards to sort of expectations from our supporters. And we saw Storm, reacting to that and putting those improvements in place to support ever-changing expectations from the public.
Yeah, and I think there's lots of really good points there. It's great. It's fascinating to me that you kind of also took a look at kind of what was driving your contacts and looking to put automation in there. I think that's a best practice for kind of every contact center that's out there to kind of understand what's driving their contact volumes and kind of use that to educate not only kind of automation, but also your knowledge strategy as well, which you alluded to quite a lot in that. And also it seems a lot of the improvements that you're making are very kind of deep rooted in the agent experience too. And I think, again, the knowledge base solutions kind of relate back to that. They're kind of making payments easier. Obviously that improves customer experiences, but also the agent experience too. And it'll be interesting kind of, as you say, how you start to implement those digital channels. I'm sure that's something that you're keeping an eye on too. But it's been a great conversation, Stuart. I've really enjoyed. I think we've definitely got some great takeaways there too, especially in terms of kind of your last point there of kind of making sure you look kind of beyond the roadmap and kind of track your own roadmap in regards to that too. So yeah, lots of really great stuff. So I appreciate you coming on and speaking to us today.
Thank you very much, Charlie. It's been great.
Excellent. And thank you again, Stuart. And thanks to everybody for watching. Bye for now.